Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
You know, if you had $1,000 and you came down to the Erie County Fair, what is the food that, you know, there's fair food, right? And I don't mean fair as in average. I mean fair food.
Mediocre.
Right? But there's a lot of crazy things here I only see at the fair. You can get food that you can get anywhere, but there's some food that you can only get at the fair. There is a turkey leg around here that's the size. I've never seen anything.
It's the size of the Kamchatka Peninsula.
What are we, Vikings? What's going on here? We're going to drink our mead and invade a sovereign land?
Well,
but when you look at, I think the most famous has got to be the Oreo cookies that are deep fried.
Or the deep fried Twinkies?
Was it the Twinkies? But they do Oreos, they do Snicker bars, do everything.
You know what?
Everything's deep fried. It's like, it's everything that you could think of that's like, what could make an Oreo cookie more delicious? You know? It's like, mix it with a chicken wing.
Oh!
You know? Chicken wing Oreos.
That always gets me some of the ice cream flavors that are out.
Yeah.
That I just don't understand. I mean, they kind of lost me at bubblegum ice cream, but, you know, you look at some of the ice cream that's out there now, and it's just, my God, what are you, ice cream or pizza? What are you?
Well, how about, like, birthday cake?
Oh.
You know, they got, like, the sprinkles and the dough and the... You name it.
Yeah, ice cream has gotten a little bit bizarre. So when you come to the fair, the most decadent thing that you enjoy eating, and, you know, I'll tell you, David, even before the heart attack and the surgery, I was not one of those guys who had to have a deep-fried Oreo. Sorry, I earned my heart attack the good old-fashioned way, with good old-fashioned red meat and too much bad stuff.
Well, I mean, a hot dog on a stick is, that's basically... corn dogs are...
Yes, corn dogs.
There's no need for... No one said this must happen.
Let's put a corn coating over a Frankfurter and then let us deep fry it.
But it's not... You're not simulating a real hot dog because that's like a sweet type of cornbread. It's not a real... You would never have a hot dog in a cornbread roll, right? You would never ask for that.
Actually, that sounds good.
No, but you wouldn't do that. Mm-mm. If they wanted to make a corn dog, you know, decent, it would just be on a stick with the bun on it, and you'd call it a hot dog on a stick.
All right, Mrs. Nerd, you've been going around the fish. She's stuffing her face now. Sorry, I owed her that one. But you've been walking around the fair. We've been obviously sitting here working. You've been our eyes and ears on the Erie County Fair. So other than looking like an episode from Live PD, as you do right now, what...
I actually haven't made it outside.
You have not made it outside the building. Well, your task, she was busy eating beef jerky. And just if you come to the fair and you get the beef jerky, when they tell you that it's hot and spicy, I'm going to tell you it is hot and spicy. I think they've got red pepper flakes in it, and there's some of the hottest red pepper flakes I've ever experienced. My sinuses are now draining after days. Thank you, beef jerky guy.
Bowerly and Bellavia, we are at the Erie County Fair. We're in the event center, which is located right across from the casino next to the entrance. And we are here courtesy of Bath Fitters, 242-8999. Bath Fitters right now, 20% off. You call them up, tell them Bellavia sent you, you get 20% off. But if you call and make an order before the end of August, you're going to end up with this valve and trim kit, which is pretty nifty. But, Tom, and we're also, you're hearing us because of the kind people at EasyViewTV.com that gave us their internet feed, so that was awfully kind of them. And we're hearing you because your parents loved each other.
Yes.
No, but we noticed that there's a ZZ Top concert today, but there's also Firefighter Day, which means that if you're an auxiliary, volunteer, whatever the connection you have to the fire department, retired, show up, give your ID, you get into the fair for free. That does not get you into the concert for free, I believe. But nope. It gets you into the fair for free.
Yes, it does. And the
big
concert,
parade coming up in an hour.
Yep, it is the firefighters parade. So when you guys come to the fair, I mean, are there certain things like do you guys have family traditions at the Erie County Fair? And one of the biggest family traditions we have, and this is, I don't want to call it an epidemic because obviously that's a negative, but one of the markers, and, you know, we've certainly done enough shows on this lately, but one of the markers of the end of summer, of course, is the Erie County Fair. So this is one of these, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times, because the Erie County Fair, frankly, is so cool. I've told this story before, but I gave up on it for many, many years, and I got sucked back into the fair several years ago, and this is the first of what will probably be about half a dozen visits for us, because we love it. And
really?
You know, oh, absolutely.
For the rest of your life or this year?
Oh, no, for the rest of our life. I mean, as long as we are living in Western New York, and we'll probably fly back from wherever to come to the Erie County Fair, because it frankly, I see stuff, like I said earlier, I'm seeing stuff that I ordinarily wouldn't see or I wouldn't pay any attention to. For example, we're right next to the flag guy, all right? And they've got a collection of flags that is absolutely unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, anybody who's got a flag that is frayed or maybe dirty with pollution or anything, well, ideal opportunity to get a flag. They got the bills. They got support our troops. And then there's the MyPillow guys across the way. There's the German cookware guy across the way. And then, of course, David, there's the Euro Body Shaper, which I don't
know. If you've got circulation issues, you want the Euro Body Shaper. It vibrates. You know what's interesting? Do you remember in like the 30s, you'd see like the old newsreel photos, and they'd be like Babe Ruth with like a giant, you know, lasso around his belly.
Yes,
and
yes.
And they vibrate. That's exactly what that is, but it's just the ground is vibrating.
I want to try it.
It's like an Abbott and Costello movie, but unfortunately, you know, it's just the ground is shaking. So basically, it's like you're in California.
Are you going to double dog dare me to try that during one of the breaks?
I think you're going to lose a filling if you do.
And suddenly my pacemaker ends up down in my belt?
Yeah, no, I mean, that. It looks. I'm looking at a woman on it now, and, you know, obviously the lactic acid builds up after a workout. You start vibrating. And it gets rid of it.
But yeah, look at her go in that thing.
I just don't know if I would want to do that in public.
Yes, we are describing your workout live on the radio.
No, I'm not saying you are. Oh, she heard that. No, I don't mean that you are. I'm just saying I personally would not want to be on one of those in public.
So,
and by the way, nobody else would want to see me on that in public.
Well, I'll tell you, though, the one problem with coming to the fair or any event, it's not just the fair. The one problem I have is, David, generally speaking, with my diet, you know, the heart healthy diet, generally speaking, and I slip up sometimes, generally speaking, I have been doing okay with it. However, in the summertime, I have to throw the rules out the window. See these rules? They get thrown out the window because it is impossible for me to be at a place like the Erie County Fair where we are right now and not have a mad craving for Italian sausage.
That's
not the
right
patties, but the links.
Nah,
and by the way, you can't have an Italian sausage and not put peppers and onions, preferably green peppers, the green bell peppers and onions, instead of the sweet peppers and onions, which I'm not a fan of particularly. But Italian sausage is absolutely phenomenal. It is one of the greatest contributions of Italy to the United States cuisine. I'm not even sure if they sell Italian sausage in Italy, but we call it Italian sausage, and it is out of this world.
Yeah, that's always fascinating when you name a food after a nationality. Then you go there,
yeah,
and you're like, can I get some French fries? And they're like,
what are these?
Dirty,
you mean pommes frites?
You dirty, selfish American. What are you doing?
Well, but
we're 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBN, asking you your favorite food at the fair or just favorite fair food.
And I got one.
To be Erie County.
What's the craziest thing you've ever bought at the Erie County Fair? Because I cannot believe the money I just spent a couple of minutes ago, actually an hour ago, they have this booth in the event center. Did I mention the beef jerky's really spicy? They have this booth in the event center. You step into the booth, either yourself or a bunch of people, you step in. They literally take like almost 200 pictures of you from every conceivable angle, and they use those photographs they take, and they basically make a mini you.
They make and, it's a 3D printer.
It's a 3D, yeah, it's a 3D printer, so you get a little 5-inch, 7-inch, or 9-inch statue.
And they make a gun.
Yeah, well, no, but I'll tell you what was really weird is the woman who's selling this said, do you want 9 inches, 7 inches, or 5 inches? And it took me a while to say, all right, Tom, be a grown-up, be an adult. So I took the adult. I did take the adult course. But I will tell you that what I just bought a few minutes ago is the strangest thing I have ever.
I did not
come to the fair saying, you know what, David, I'm really glad we're doing the remote at the Erie County Fair because I really want a mini statue of myself and Mrs. Nerd.
What is it, 20 bucks?
Oh, no, over 100.
No.
For two people? Yeah.
And
the bigger it is, the more expensive it is.
Now, you're telling me, is this in 3D? Is it color?
It's 3D, and it's color.
So I'm getting a high-definition 3D statue.
Yes.
Of Tom Bowerly that is 7 inches long.
I think Mrs. Nerd went with 5 inches instead of 7 inches.
But, I mean, are you both in the...
But she looked longingly at the 9 inches.
Are we both in the actual 3D printing, or is it just one person?
We both stepped in. I think they can even do groups. I mean, the more people...
You know what would be really challenging? It takes 3 weeks to get it back, right?
Correct.
Okay, so you come back with the statue next year. And then you get a shrunken version of you holding a shrunken version of you.
Oh,
would that break the matrix if we did that?
I you know what? It might actually shatter the universe as we know it.
You're holding a
the entire version. Time-space continuum would forever be dealt
with. She's making a lot of money then.
Well, I'm not sure how many people are doing it, but, I mean, she didn't have to sell us because we knew we wanted it.
Wow. I walked by that place, and it really looked like – I thought it was either to dry you off after the log plume ride, or it was the or maybe it was whatever it is.
Bowerly and Bellavia were live at the Erie County Fair. We're at the Bathfitters booth, which is inside the event center, and we're talking with you guys about the strange things that you've ended up buying at the fair. And do you guys have – like, do you have a routine? Do you have a fair routine? Because people, look, there are two groups of people in this world. There are people who love the Erie County Fair, and there are people who loathe the Erie County Fair. I happen to be in the group that loves the Erie County Fair, and I was not always this way. I went years mocking the fair. I went years saying nasty things about the fair and the people who attend the fair, and then I became one of those people because I gave it a second chance, and I'm like, wait a minute, I'm having fun, number one. Number two, these people are really cool. Number three, a lot of these people are people who listen to the show. Number four, it is fascinating. There is always something going on. Number five, I get to see these products that I ordinarily would not even pay any attention to and say, wow, isn't that neat? Now, do I think I would buy a hot tub? I probably could be talked into it, actually. What am I?
But a couple more slushies, and we're going to buy a...
No, there's no vodka in these slushies whatsoever.
We're going to buy a Segway here.
That's just a nasty rumor.
But, you know, the thing that I'm amazed at is not only the volume of people here, but these are sales. People are buying things.
Oh.
They're not just walking around looking. They're walking away. People are getting Bathfitter. We're at the Bathfitter booth, and someone just ordered a shower. That's pretty cool.
In fact, they're taking the shower right behind us right now.
Unfortunately, it was my shower in my home. They sold it to him. But, yeah, no, it's pretty impressive. The sign of the – let's put it this way. We remember – being at the fair during bad times in the economy.
I was just going to say
this. Is this a sign that the economy has reached Western New York and that we're seeing good things because people are spending money right now?
There we did. We did that mind meld thing again because I was thinking to myself, okay, I've come to the fair enough over the past few years to know what is typical for people, all right? I have never seen as many people coming here and spending money on the products in the event center as I've seen this year. David, I would say at least one out of every 15 persons here is buying at least something in the event center. Now, look, I've got my bag of beef jerky. You know, that's obviously quite visible. But people are really, they are spending money. And I do wonder if this is a sign, and I hate to bring this up, but is this just a sign of the Trump economy?
I don't know. I mean, it... But I'm not just talking about a bag of jerky. I mean,
some
of these things are some high-priced items. I mean, you just dropped $100 more than $100
on a little statue of myself.
You bought a statue of yourself, a 3D printed statue.
Is that just the peak of narcissism?
I think it might. It's not the peak, but it's up there. You're not at the summit yet. You're approaching the white cap. No, I think that I don't know. I think it'd be pretty cool to have a 3D statue of.
Well, you got a birthday coming up. I'll buy you one.
Yeah, but I got to get in there.
It only takes a second.
I'll tell you what. I don't want to be 3D printed.
All right.
I'm sorry.
David's
after the accident, I can't. I can't get near a 3D.
Actually, what David is concerned about is that the Amish will get a hold of it and then turn that into a voodoo doll.
I want to bring in an AR-15, put it inside of the thing, and make a 5-inch AR-15.
That's funny as hell.
Just to upset all the anti-Second Amendment people.
Bowerly and Bellavia, News Radio 930 WBEN. I just mentioned the words Italian sausage, and in one walked and said, eat me. Delicious.
We just met a guy that was sending us hurricane photos from Florida. And remember we were talking about the whole Buffalo connection when the big hurricane, the storm hit last year? We just met him. That's so cool.
Yeah, Mike, who was a mail carrier.
That's right.
I think we got some calls coming in.
Let's go back to the phones, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBN. Phil, help us out with line one. Oscar in East Aurora, you are on Bowerly and Bellavia. Go ahead.
Hey, my good friends. I wanted to tell you something weird that we bought at the fair one time. I had foster kids for years and years and years, and this is about 20 years ago. We had foster twin boys who were real handful, to be honest with you. And they bought a few things at the fair. And one of them was a camel hide hat. It was made out of real camel. I didn't know it. He came in a plastic bag. And when it was, we went into one of those, the home craft buildings, you know, it was real.
Right.
And it was raining and that hat got wet. And you could hear people going, oh, my, what is that stink, that smell? It was his hat. It was grossest smelling road.
Wait. Now, describe the texture of the hat. Was it
It was like Crocodile Dundee's hat is what it looked like.
Wow. It got wet. It just started to smell.
It was like the bottom of a dumpster in August.
Didn't they tan it?
Wow.
It was so vile, and of course they thought it was hilariously funny that people were like, you know, going, oh, what is that stink? And all of a sudden there was like this mini stampede of people trying to get away from the stench of his hat, much to their hilariment, because they were like bent over double laughing at this smell.
Hilariment? What a great word.
I love it. Hey, what is the shelf life of that hat? It didn't make it home, did it?
It came in a plastic bag, and I know now why they do that.
Because they don't want to lose the sale?
Bolted by the stink.
Right. What they didn't tell you is that the camel was killed 10 years ago.
I took it back to the vendor, and he goes, we can't give you a refund. We'll give you another hat.
Uh-oh. Okay, but as far as, do you remember how much it cost? Was it an expensive item, inexpensive?
Gosh, I think it was like 11 or 12 bucks, but back 20 years ago, that was, you know, fairly expensive. He bought it with his own money, lawn mowing and stuff, and, you know, we let them spend whatever they wanted, their own money at the fair, and he thought that was the coolest thing ever because it looked like a Crocodile Dundee hat. You know, it had the little teeth on it and stuff, and I thought that smell, that was the worst smell outside of like a rotting corpse I'd ever seen.
I think you have to use the word bloated before you can use
rotting
corpse.
You know what's so funny about that, though, is how quickly a happy moment at the fair can turn. It only takes a little.
We got a lot of laughs out of it. I mean, later after we calmed down, and my wife was pregnant with, we were sitting in the car, and he gets in the car with that hat, and apparently the bag had a leak in it.
Oh.
He just couldn't open the door fast enough and lost it all over the dash, and that was just
the hat induced vomiting.
I swear, I almost
that is horrible.
Rather than trying to get the smell out of it.
Oh
that
my goodness!
Is, yeah, I mean, I it,
you gotta smell camel hat, and you have to smell
camel hat.
Well, no, she had it's a camel hat, right?
I know. I just don't feel comfortable saying camel hat.
I was just saying that, and then of course someone's got to get sick, and that just makes for the inside of the Toyota a great ride home for the fair.
Any article of clothing that acts as an emetic is probably not a good idea.
Mm. Yeah,
even know what you could do. You could put a few fabric softeners in that thing and hope for the best, or what?
Well, as all foster kids do, they don't spend a lot of time with you, and they were in and out of our lives. And when they were packing up to go back to their birth parents, we made sure that that was zipped up in their sleeping or in their suit, and they left.
Absolutely, that's a great story. Thank you, Oscar. Appreciate that.
Right on, guys. And I love your show, believe me. So,
thank you.
We appreciate it.
Oscar, we never get sick of hearing that.
If you'd like to call in and talk about the crazy things that you purchased at the fair, it doesn't have to be, you know, a story that ends with, you know,
the hat smelled so bad we sent the kids back.
A peristaltic chain of vomit. But it could have something to do with, you know, the crazy item that you bought, you know, the best type of food to get. Look, there's food that you get other places, but there's some food that you're only going to get at the Erie County Fair. And there's also, of course, it's Firefighters Day at the fair. So if you are in the auxiliary, volunteer, whatever fire department you're at, go ahead and get in, show your ID, get it for free, and there's this big parade that's coming up in about 20 minutes.
And it's definitely always a lot of fun, but we want to talk to you guys about what you buy, what you do at the Erie County Fair, what is your fair routine, what is your fair budget. How many times have you gone over budget? I'm already over budget, and I don't care because it's fun. It's been well worth it. Mrs. Nerd, what was that? What was that laugh?
Who has a budget? You made a budget for the fair?
Well, let's just say that I withdrew a certain amount of money, not expecting to go home with it, and I think we're already into the plastic.
And you haven't even gone to the casino yet.
I haven't even been outside this building yet. I haven't even been outside these three rows yet.
I haven't been outside the shower. We're in a two-seater shower from Bathfitter. And by the way, we're here courtesy of Bathfitter, $242.89.99. Great deals right now, 20% off everything they have. And you tell them Bellevue sent you, and you get this cool standard valve and trim kit.
But we are asking you guys about your fair routine, your fair habits, what you guys buy. Anybody have an experience buying something at the fair like the ill-fated camel hat? 803-0930 is the phone number, 803-0930. Star 930 is free on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. 803-0930, Star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. I wonder how many other people have a fair budget. But, you know, again, David, with me, it's the food. Unfortunately, the food is my downfall because technically a lot of what you've seen me eat today, I'm not supposed to eat. So I have to do all of my bad habit diet stuff when there's a good reason for it. And I'm sorry, but when there is a gathering like this with all these people and this kind of weather and basically the last huge thing of the summer until the Clarence Festival at the beginning of September, the Labor Day weekend festival, which we never miss. I mean, this is like the last chance for me to be able to justify, oh, an Italian sausage. You mean filled with fat? Uh-huh. You mean filled with cholesterol? Uh-huh. You mean ladled with peppers and onions that have been sautéed in butter? Uh-huh.
In camel skin?
In camel skin, exactly.
So it's, this guy bought a camel skin hat for his two foster kids.
Well, the kids bought it with their own money.
Right. Well, but he facilitated it. Anyway, they were in a plastic bag. They take the hat out, rains on it, and it smells like the Battle of... It
smelled like Alibaba.
Yeah, no, it smelled horrible. Absolutely. It smelled like a camel, I would assume. Yeah, I've never really...
That's assuming that it really was made out of camel.
That's right.
Because, that's right. I mean, there's two things that entered my mind when he's telling the story. Number one, was it really made of camel?
Right.
First and foremost. Number two, somewhere in the production process, did they skip a step?
They had
Because they did, you should not have a smelly hat.
It was made of camel intestine, is what they wanted to say.
Oh, have you ever had a beaver hat?
No.
You know, a lot of the old school fedoras were made with beaver skin, way back in the day. You know, you see these movies with the guys wearing their fedoras, and a lot of those guys basically were wearing fedoras that were made out of beaver. So I've never, and having had a fedora or two in my life, and having worn one in the rain, I've never had the experience of a hat smelling, and certainly not like a bloating corpse.
I remember, like, some Ukrainian soldiers had the Russian babushka hats.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And those things reeked.
Oh, I can imagine.
They smelled pretty bad. I thought it was just because the Ukrainians, you know, like, because of we were in Kosovo, they were sweating, you know what I mean? It just smelled because of the fact that we all smelled. But it turned out that the hat actually stunk as well. Had its own. But the other thing is, what is that, the coon skin hats there, the little raccoon?
Davy Crockett.
Yeah.
The Davy Crockett TV show, Davy Crockett,
I'm
King
not
of the
sure
Wild
any,
Frontier.
Now that I think about it, most skinned hats will probably stink.
Okay, you know, I know that we've got a custom hat maker in Buffalo who does a lot of work for the Hollywood studios, or at least it was in Fillmore, the custom hatter. People can look it up. I bought a couple of things from him. I think he's still in business. For all I know, he is, but it's been a while since I bought a hat. But anyway, he would make his hats, as I recall, out of beaver. And again, having worn his hats made out of beaver, even in downpours of rain, I never had the experience at all with a smelly hat, ever. So something they must have forgotten to tan it properly, you know, and then there's always the idea that maybe it was made of toads.
Yeah, you hear about a lot of people that wear animal skin coats. They have, the people throw the paint on them, and it's inhumane. And you know, one of the things, it's like a chinchilla jacket. It takes like 700 of these guys to, you know, make one jacket, right?
So soft.
But you never ever hear about someone saying, "Is that an actual animal skin hat?" You know, because now you got to throw paint on their face.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, the raccoon hats, you know what, they come and go.
I don't think people care about raccoons.
You know what? Number one, they come and go. They're one of those cyclical things. You know what else is cyclical? The hats with the beanies. You know, the beanies with the propellers on top. Remember, they were big for about a month back in 1992. And they'll be big
again.
They
have never been big.
No. Oh, dude.
If you wore a hat with a propeller on it,
okay,
I would never speak to you again in public.
Number one, I would not wear one. But number two, especially if you live in an urban area, and trust me, I believe it was the summer of 1992. The summer of 1992, in particular in urban America, black America, there was actually a month where wearing the beanie hat with the propeller on top was actually okay. It was cool.
You're saying
if I'm lying, I'm dying.
Wait,
Sandy, I'm stealing your line.
You're telling me that in the city,
yes,
where fashion is normally, that's where fashion becomes.
Correct.
People in the suburbs don't start fashion trends. It's usually city people
Correct.
That do it.
Correct.
City, people wearing propeller hats.
What I am telling you is, yes, there was one. I believe it would have been on or about. Now I feel like I'm reading the Collins indictment. on or about August, September of 1992 for the period of 1 month. And if you live in a black neighborhood or lived in a black neighborhood at the time, you can back me up on this. For 1 month and 1 month only, the propeller hats, the beanies with the propeller on top, were actually a status symbol. And then I think common sense got the better of people, and they went away. They'll be back, though. I promise you they'll be back.
I don't think they will. I think we'll see sock ties and, you know, piano ties before we see the propeller hat. Now, I know that, like, you know, like the Shriner hats, you know, you can't wear that fashionably.
No. No. Well, there are some specialty bands like Nerds Gone Wild, and yeah, you know what, there are propeller hats that are worn by the band, it's all part of their shtick.
But I'm saying that was never in he was a nerd in 1982, he's a nerd today. It's a nerd.
Well, I'm just going to tell you.
It's not like he's got an 8-ball jacket.
I remember doing an interview. I mean, this is how vivid my memory is of this particular fashion trend. I remember actually doing an interview about the beanie hats. All right, we are live from the Erie County Fair. If you're just joining us, hopefully you're getting through traffic so you can get home and start enjoying your weekend. But we are talking about the Erie County Fair, your favorite fair foods. Do you love the Erie County Fair? You're not a big fan of the Erie County Fair. Can't imagine you wouldn't be, although I used to be in your crowd. But then I repented. I saw the error of my ways. I gave it a second shot. And I've been a loyal fair goer for the past several years because for many years I shunned it. I turned away from it. Now I absolutely, positively embrace it because it's a lot of fun. And you know what else is cool, too? We will be here. We will be at the Erie County Fair. This is the first of what will probably be 4 or 5 or 6 visits easily. And it's so big and it's so expansive. I said expansive with an A. It is so expansive. You cannot possibly do justice to all of the exhibits and everything there is to see in one visit. Not if you're really going to enjoy it, you know? I mean, I love going to see the poultry. I love going to see the goats. I love going to see all of the animal exhibits, the cattle and the milk cows and everything else. But you're going to have to watch me in the poultry exhibit. That's all I'm going to tell you. Bowerly and Bellavia, we have about another hour to come from the Erie County Fair, and we are located inside the Events Center at the Erie County Fair. We are going to be here until just before 7 o'clock. Coming up at 6 o'clock is the firefighter parade. And for today and today only, if you show your volunteer firefighter ID, that's today only, you will get into the Erie County Fair for free once you show your volunteer firefighter ID.
You know, I was thinking about, like, the worst possible locations that you've ever had to do. I was assigned to an Army recruiting battalion, and they sent me to the Further Festival, which I
out of here.
Yeah. I don't know if you...
How about Burning Man?
Exactly, right? So everyone there is automatically disqualified because 90% are participating in LSD or marijuana. But the Army decides to put a confidence course up with logs. So you've got, like, swinging logs and people doing the jungle gym, walking on a balance beam. And now it became, like, a combat first aid course because people are falling and getting cut, and it was the worst thing in the world. And you think to yourself, who's going to the Further Festival and making a life decision? I think I want to serve my country now that I've seen the fourth ghost of Jim Morrison. He's talked me into deciding to go in and enlist for 6 years. But we're at the Erie County Fair at the Event Center across from the casino entrance. We are going to be here until 7 o'clock. ZZ Top tonight. They got the big parade coming up in a little bit. And we're going to take your calls at 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBN. Tom was talking about these propeller hats. What do you think... What is a fashion item that you've seen on someone that is from 20 years ago that's back right now?
Okay, I got another one. Cowboy jackets with the fringe from the sleeve. They were huge in the 60s.
But do you, if you look at women's jeans right now,
they're like the 80s.
That is right. That's Brooke Shields and Jordache. They're high-waisted jeans.
Nothing comes between me and my Jordache.
But those used to be mom jeans. That's what Barack Obama wore for 8 years.
Oh, jeez.
No, it's the truth. You wore high...
Don't crack me up right now.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.